Time once again for the Coaches Show as we visit with St. Lawrence University's head women's hockey coach, Chris Wells, and your host, Aaron Todd.
We're back again with St. Lawrence women's hockey coach, Chris Wells. Wellsie, tough competition this past weekend here in Canton facing third-ranked Cornell, and Colgate lost to Cornell 4-1 and skated to a scoreless tie with Colgate. What was your takeaway from the weekend?
No, a great weekend. I think certainly took on a little bit of an identity for our team here this weekend with the way we want to play and understand what we have to do to be successful in this league. And we played hard, and probably the hardest we've played all year. Got some great efforts out of a lot of kids, and up against a couple of the top teams in Cornell was three in the country, and obviously Colgate's been one of the top teams in the league recently. So to see those efforts and get some, you know, good positive feedback and some small rewards was a good weekend. But it also let us know that we got to find another gear if we want to end up where we want to be in the league.
You know, that 4-1 score against Cornell is a little deceiving. It was 2-1 for most of the game, 2-1 after the first until about 5 minutes left in the game, and they added an empty netter as well. So, you know, what do you need to do against teams like Colgate Cornell to get the offense pumping and get some more goals in the back of the net?
Yeah, I think we just we hadn't played at that pace since Ohio State, and I think it was a little foreign to us to be able to execute and make plays at that speed as crazy as it sounds. You know, it's just hard. Those, you know, our kids weren't used to playing at that pace, so a little bit more pressure on making plays around the net. You know, we had 2 2-on-1s there in the last 30 seconds of the Colgate overtime game, and you know, those are just the opportunities. If we score on those, then that'll be the difference. You know, we had plenty of opportunities against Colgate and had a couple nice opportunities with the right people with the puck on their stick against Cornell as well. I mean, we had a power play, which has been great for us for the last month or so, with 5 minutes to go against Cornell to tie the game up. And, you know, unlucky bounce, you know, right on the Cornell player's stick, and it's 3-1 instead of maybe 2-2 if we score on the PP. So we'll get one of those bounces down the road here, and we'll be happy that we get it.
Certainly defensively, and especially in the Colgate game, you had to be happy with your penalty kill, an extended 5-on-3 kill. Amanda Butterfield made a great play right at the beginning of that penalty kill, kind of stripping the puck and sweeping it right down. And that killed off, you know, a good 20 seconds of that, about a minute and a half. So what's that do for your team to have a play like that right at the start of a 5-on-3?
Well, that was a huge lift, that 5-on-3. And if I was a betting man, I would have bet that Colgate was going to have some success on that 5-on-3. They're a real highly skilled team and move the puck around, and their 5-on-3 power play is one of the best I've seen. So Butts made a fantastic play. I mean, she killed that whole power play off. It was like she had three or four arms and sticks out there. She was just absolutely everywhere, and that gave our team a huge lift. That was near the end of the second period, with about three, four, five minutes left in the second. And that gave us a big lift, and felt like we played at a great pace after that penalty kill the rest of the game.
Lucy Morgan got her first career collegiate shutout. Got both starts for you this weekend. Can you talk a little bit about Lucy's play and what you've seen out of her so far?
Yeah, she's been real consistent, and I think that's, you know, one of the reasons why she's played a little bit more than the other two kids. And I think that, you know, both goalies on Saturday night did a fantastic job of swallowing pucks up and killing the play and getting faceoffs when there was teams had momentum. You know, that second period, it seemed like it was 2 minutes in our zone, and then it was 2 minutes in Colgate's zone, and then it was 2 minutes in our zone, 2 minutes in Colgate's zone. And a lot of times those shifts end in goals for and against. But, you know, Saturday night, both Lucy and Colgate goalie did a great job. Aubrey is her name. I forgot for a second. Aubrey did a nice job of, you know, swallowing pucks up and getting whistles. And I think that was a big reason for the 0-0 tie. Both kids, you know, ended a lot of plays.
It's an opportunity this weekend to face an old friend in PJ Flanagan, head coach for Syracuse's women's program. Just a one-game weekend, Saturday afternoon at Syracuse. What do you expect out of Syracuse? And tell us a little bit about your relationship with PJ as well.
Yeah, they're very similar to Colgate. They played two games with Colgate. So I don't think the score is indicative of what the games were like. I was able to watch one of them and felt like Syracuse had the upper hand in scoring chances on Colgate. Colgate was just able to execute a few more times. So probably looking at a very similar game as to what we saw on Saturday night. And then, you know, always great to spend time with PJ, even when we're not playing hockey, but to be able to get down there and have a St. Lawrence Syracuse game, and I think he enjoys it as much as we do. You know, obviously he hired Boomer and Mayor, so a little bit of a reunion all the way around, and we get to do it again in January. So they got a big article down there coming out. I don't know if it was the student paper or not, but somebody's been calling up here getting all kinds of quotes on PJ, so I think everybody's getting excited to have us down there.
Well, just one game this weekend. St. Lawrence playing at Syracuse, 2 p.m. on Saturday. Unfortunately, there will not be a live stream available. You can follow the live stats through the link on the women's hockey schedule page on saintsathletics.com. Thanks again for joining us, Wellesley.
Thanks, AT.
This has been the Coach's Show on your home for Skating Saints Hockey, 95.3 The Wolf.